This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I really always do... I always really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, the time that you guys spend on the air, in the chat room, texting me, tweeting me, and just interacting with each other, because that's what I want you to do. I want you to interact with each other. I want you to make sure that you have a clue. I have a clue on the handles. Don't, you know, feel free to call me in the carpet, too. We have a chat room at therealside.com where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll, you can read the stories that we have posted. There's a live chat room there for some of you folks who don't like Facebook. We also have a Facebook feed. You can hop up there, too. You can go ahead and discuss with each other there as well. You'll always find smarter people than I in those rooms because it's just, look at go look at them right now. You'll see what I'm talking about. Later on tonight, we've got Deontay Johnson joining us, and Deontay's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Met him last year at CPAC, a bunch of young black men that just really want to make changes for the country, for them, for their organizations. And then Tom Del Beccaro will join me later on. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, Forbes contributor, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Tom is the author of A Historic Perspectives, The Divided Era, and he's also the publisher of Political Vanguard. And I do appreciate their time with me. We've got so much going on tonight. So many stories I want to get to. I won't get to them all. I never do. I get all excited, like, yeah, we're going to get this one. And, you know, I fall flat. I don't always get there. But for what it's worth, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Anyway, you know, there's so many stories out there tonight. The biggest one that we see floating or see coming by us is this one about the... Well, wait a minute. Before I get to the FBI and the memo that's going to be released, I got a beef with the Republicans. Now, I don't know if you guys know it, but this resort that they're going to, this place that they're going to, where they're going to have their retreat. I went and looked it up. Somebody called me today and said, do you see how much these boneheads are spending? And I think they were upset because first they thought it was taxpayer money, and it's not. It's not taxpayer money. I mean, I'm sure some of them are getting bits and pieces of taxpayer money, but the majority of this will be paid for by the Republican Party. But the Greenbrier is like one of the most expensive resorts in the country. Anywhere, I mean, if you get the room down in the basement, it's $300 a night. But the average room is $700. The suites run about $1,200 or $1,500 a night. You can even spend up to $3,000 a night there if you truly want to. We're supposed to be the fiscal conservatives. We're supposed to be the one that have a clue. You know what I'm saying? So. But I do appreciate the time you spend, again, in the chat room, you know, just texting and tweeting, being involved in the conversation. being part of the conversation. Yeah, it's making me nuts too. I'll check it later on, if I can. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. That's okay. Works out okay for me. Anyway. But the Republicans, who, again, they're the fiscal conservatives, and they go off on these packages. They're spending all this money. Show us some restraint. Show us that you'll pull back, and it's okay. It'll make me very happy. Comey lashed out against the FBI foes. He invokes Joe McCarthy in a Twitter rant that he did. Now, look, I don't know what's wrong with these people. I really don't. What is he afraid of? Why are these guys so afraid of transparency, of getting this information out? And I'm hearing, I don't know for sure because I didn't see the original one, but I'm hearing that the original approved memo that was going to be released, all right, discussed that there were changes made to it. Now, the Dems say they're major changes. The right say they're minor changes. Overall, we're told it's some of the changes that were made of what the FBI wanted changed. Comey puts out a tweet today, says that all should appreciate the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would, but take heart. American history shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field so long as good people stand up. Not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy. Well, Mr. Comey, not a lot of streets are going to be named after you, I guarantee it. I mean, think about what you did, right? Think about the leniency that you gave Mrs. Clinton that you've given nobody else. Think about the things that you did that were so off the norm for the FBI. When does the FBI get to show up at your house? Can I have your agents sign a letter that says that they won't disclose anything they find out? That they can't record anything? That they can't write anything down? Really? Come on, you guys know as well as I do you wouldn't let that happen. That would not fly on this side, would it? It's the double and triple standards that make me nuts. You want to accuse people of doing the wrong thing? Okay, that's fine. But over the last few days, the Democrats have gotten on their mind, truly gone on their minds with everything. See, the disingenuous part of this is Republicans, and when you're a Democrat, Republicans are always bad. Nothing they say is real. Nothing they say is truth. Nothing they do helps America. But everything a Dem does help America. We're not Americans anymore. Now we're either Democrats or Republicans, and the other side is evil. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know. No comment.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. Because, look, you got to talk to each other about what's going on. You have to have a clue to what's happening. Seriously. You know, I'm just going to jump right back into it. If you want to get involved in the conversation, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. That will also work. We're talking about the memo that's about to be released that everybody's going crazy about. You know, all I ever hear about is transparency. All I ever hear about is release this, release that. For 8 years, I've been hearing about how great transparency is. Apparently, only when one side does it. This is what I mean. We're in so much trouble, but not because the Republicans are in control. Well, not because the Democrats are in control. No, no, no. We're in trouble because what we've forgotten is that we're Americans first. We still play everything like Democrats. Look, can we? What was her name? Can we talk here? What was her name? You know who I'm talking about, right? Can we talk here? Remember that lady?
Oh, my gosh. Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. Can we talk here? Right? She, seriously, you sit on, you are so stuck on the left and the right. You know, when you're a hardcore left-wing progressive Democrat, there's nothing a Republican's going to say or do that's going to make him right or even worth listening to. Right? When you're on the left, I mean the right, there's nothing a Democrat's going to say. I grew up in Massachusetts. My parents are Massachusetts. They're lifelong Massachusetts Democrats. But you know what? They don't resemble any of those Dems that I've seen in Washington. Not at all. They're sane Democrats. They're people that, and not just because I love them. Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of Democrat friends that I don't much love, but they're sane people. They're willing to have open and honest conversations. And when we walk away, we still aren't exactly on the same page, so we want to get to the same place. But then you got the Pelosi's of the world sitting there. I really would ask somebody on the left. I really would ask one of my Dem friends. Send me an email if you don't want to be on the air. I'm very curious to know. I just want to understand something. How can you not applaud or say good job to, what was that kid, 12, 13, 14 years old? 12? A 12-year-old young man who decided that what he wanted to do, or what he was going to do, he decided that what he was going to do was he was going to bring the flags to the cemetery and put them on the veterans' tombstones. Yeah, and he did it all on his own. He put it all together. He did it on his own. He got it done on his own. Why would you not applaud some young man who wanted to do something patriotic? Why wouldn't you do that? That's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. What would be so bad? That's my question. What would be so bad about it? If you've got a reason why it's so bad, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com or 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know there were a lot there at the speech of the night that didn't want to give the president any kudos for anything. All right, I get it when you're on the other side. But it wasn't all bad news. You can play the game all you want to, that why would the Black Caucus not stand up and applaud when Black unemployment's at its lowest rate in decades? Same thing for the Hispanic Caucus. Well, they don't, maybe there isn't one, but you know what I'm saying. That's what bothers me. It's like we can't do anything to give each other kudos for anything, because why? You're on the other side of the aisle. You don't count. Yeah, but you're still an American. You're still an American. Welcome to the family tonight. WSAR, 1480 AM, out of Fall River, Massachusetts. I grew up in Massachusetts, but I grew up in Boston. And no, not Framingham, not Dedham, because, you know, my Boston friends will get this. My New England friends will even get this. Because, you know, people love to say, yeah, I grew up in Boston. No, you didn't. Framingham is not Boston. Remember one thing. We relegated the Boston Patriots to Framingham, right? We threw them out. I know, some of you Patriots fans are going to freak. But remember, we threw them out. They didn't want them anymore. That's how they became New England Patriots. There was a time, you know, I'm not a sports freak. I'm really not. Because you have to remember something. I grew up in Boston at a time when the Red Sox, the beloved Red Sox, they couldn't win if the other team didn't show up. The same thing with the Patriots. They couldn't win either. I grew up in the days of Bobby Orr, right? Sanderson and Cheevers and Esposito for the Boston Bruins. They couldn't lose. They could play against two other teams and they still couldn't lose. And then we had the Lakers, right, against the Celtics. which always got me almost beat up when I moved to California. Right? The Celtics could never lose. And those were the days of the Boston Garden when you played in some pretty harsh conditions. There was no air conditioning in that place. You'd hope the wind would carry stuff through. The guy next to you smelled pretty ripe after about 2 hours of basketball. Let me tell you. Anyhow, so again, welcome to the family, 1480 AM out of Fall River, Massachusetts. Thanks for joining us tonight. A very hardworking shipbuilding town. I loved all those places. You know, again, I'm not putting down any other states, but when you go through some of those New England states and you drive along the coast, it's a big deal. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of history along those coasts. Now, I've totally forgotten what I was talking about. You don't remember either, right? Hey, I just got... Thank you. That's why I knew you were here for a reason. I can't believe it. You were actually paying attention.
I know. I'm
going to leave. Oh, my God. You must be sick. Or bored. One of the two. So, again, that's why I said earlier, we're not... It's almost like we're not Americans anymore. You're either Democrat or Republican. We belong to two different countries. In California, I think we have 120-some-odd parties by the time you get done. Yeah, we got, like, the Klein Estate. We have green, red, the rent's too darn high party. I don't know. No, that might be another state, whatever.
That's New Jersey.
Yeah, same. Yeah, they're all crazy anyhow. Right, but you've got Comey complaining about misinformation. I'm sorry. You know, what's really funny about this, too, is you have, at one time... The Democrats were calling the FBI politicized. They were calling them corrupt. They were calling Comey corrupt. All of a sudden, he's a god and full of truth. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just getting involved. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You'll be able to watch live, listen live, take the poll, the whole thing. I mean, seriously, there's a lot going up there. I want your email address because I send out an email once a week. Once a week, I let you know what we've got going on, you know, what we're doing, what we've got going on, and who might be on the show, that kind of stuff. So again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. How's that? Anyway, we're all anticipating and waiting for the memo to come out and from the about how and I look at. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. How about we get all the information on the table? Then the people can decide for themselves who's guilty, who's not guilty, who did it, who didn't do it. Right? I mean, you guys realize, and sometimes I don't think the left really picks up on this. You realize that if your people had the ability to politicize the FBI, to get them to turn against one of your people, do you not understand that at some point in time, the Republicans are going to have that same ability? And you can scream all you want, but once you've done it, we've got cover. I don't agree with politicizing the FBI. I don't agree with politicizing any of those groups, frankly. Not a one of them. But they are. They have been. I don't care. You know what? The rank and file, I know people in the FBI. I know people that are active in the FBI. I've got family in there. The rank and file are heartbroken over this. So don't make it sound like Republicans are just coming after the rank and file people that we've had it with them that we're attacking them, because that's attacking them, because that's not how it works here. It is okay to call something out as wrong. It is okay to call these things as they are. I mean, if they allowed this to happen, if they truly allowed the Clintons to call the shots when it came to the investigation, if they truly allowed Mr. Obama to decide who was going to be prosecuted and how, that ain't right. It needs to be stopped. You know, I was talking earlier about immigration. And as you all know, because I've talked about it a million times, I'm like first generation American, right? Because my family, they're all immigrants, right? They all came here. They all had green cards. They all got sponsors. They came here the right way. They came here by the rule of law. So I'm not against, quote-unquote, immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. right? I want you to come here the right way. I don't want you to have to hide. I don't want you to have to feel bad about being here. None of that. But I've always been like that. And Republicans that I know of have always been like that. What I find interesting, though, is the flip-flopping or evolution of a mindset that some prominent Democrats have had. Take a listen.
Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because...
Do I really have to tell you who that is? Seriously.
There are concerns about whether all of them can be sent back, but I think all of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is arguing today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay.
So any objections? Anybody on the left, any objections? Because I know that you have a lot of respect for Hillary. You believe in what she does. You believe that what she says. She does a lot of good things for the country. So these were words out of her mouth. This is how she felt about this, believed how this should be handled. Let's continue.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
We have 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year, the illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies. That's not what this nation is all about.
Of course.
All of us take offense to anyone who reaps the...
Do I have to tell you who this is? We got this covered?
Reaps the rewards of living in America without taking on the responsibilities of living in America. I worked with Congress on a comprehensive fix. And last year, 68 Democrats, Republicans, and Independents came together to pass a bipartisan bill in the Senate. It wasn't perfect. It was a compromise. But it reflected common sense. It would have doubled the number of Border Patrol agents while giving undocumented immigrants a pathway to citizenship if they paid a fine, started paying their taxes, and went to the back of the line. But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. The same kinds of actions taken by...
See, even Barack Obama at one point in time said... Now, either he's lying or he's not. Either he's pandering to his base or he's not. But he said this was wrong. We can't allow this to just happen. Hillary Clinton says, this is wrong. We can't allow this just to happen. We have to secure the borders. We have to let people know that just because your kids came here illegally doesn't mean they get to stay. She said this. He said this. Not me. Not me playing with the tape. Well, and the recording.
Legal authority to take as president. The same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me. That will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
Listen carefully. This is not him, again, bowing down to the wills of the Republicans. Because I don't think Barack Obama ever did that. This is what he felt to be honest and a true fix.
First, we'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel so that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over.
Going to give them resources and give them what they need to make the border stronger.
Second, I'll make it easier and faster for high-skilled immigrants, graduates, and entrepreneurs to stay and contribute to our economy, as so many business leaders have proposed. Third, we'll take steps to deal responsibly with the millions of undocumented immigrants who already live in our country. I want to say more about this third issue because it generates the most passion and controversy. Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws.
Catch that? Even he believed that we had to follow the law. Even he believed that we needed to do what the law called out. So there should be no problem with you agreeing or allowing or letting that happen, don't you think?
Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable.
Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. President Obama said they broke the law, and they should be held accountable. Anybody disagree with that?
Especially those who may be dangerous.
And here's the fun thing about it. If he had said that in a State of the Union message, I guarantee, guess what? You ready for this? I guarantee that Republicans would have stood, independents would have stood, Democrats would have stood, because he said it. I mean, think about it. The whole place would have been standing.
Well, they should be sent
responsibly with the millions of undocumented immigrants who already live in our country. I want to say more about this third issue because it generates the most passion and controversy. Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws.
See, it's that simple. And I agree with it. And my parents were immigrants. So it's not like I have something against immigrants, against other people coming here to work and making their life better. You've heard me say that before. I have no problem with people who want to get out of these war-torn areas, these ripped, but you know what? You got to fight for your own, too. You got to fight to keep your country clean, your area clean and safe. You have to fight to protect your children, not by breaking into another country. Yeah, I don't know how I got on this immigration issue like this, but look, there was an evolution somehow. The Democrats actually wanted to fund a wall at one point. And it wasn't like, oh my God, we figured out we don't want to do this anymore, because they don't say that. They just say even before they funded it, before they actually built it, before they actually tried to make something, that they actually say it won't work. But they don't know, because they really haven't tried. And when we started focusing on certain parts of the border with more border patrol agents, guess what? Border crossings took a nosedive. But even the guys who worked there, not the guys sitting in Washington in an air-conditioned office, but the guys who work on the border say a wall would be very effective. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina in your house. You'll sit in Real Side.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being engaged, just being involved. Seriously. Anyway, the you know, if you head up to the website, head up to therealside.com, as I said, you can watch live, listen live, take the bowl. But there's a live chat room going on there, too. For those of you who can't stand Facebook, there's a live chat room going on up there that you can be involved with. Be part of, if you would. And smarter people than I are usually there. Same thing at Facebook. They have a live feed that you can get involved with. It ain't that hard. You know, we recently just came, had, what was it, the Women's March? And I put a piece up on the Facebook page. And there was a young lady up there that was giving her take. I'm a conservative woman, obviously. But she was giving her take on the march and what it meant to her and what the message was. And she said, look, I'm a woman. I still don't know what the message is. I don't know what you were looking for. So if you want to see that, you can head over to the Facebook page. It's up there as well. But then I got to thinking about some of the other interviews that some people did. You know, they interview the people there. What are you doing here? What are you marching for? What would you like to see change? And that kind of stuff. And they cornered one guy on abortion. And I'm not saying that they all think like this, but my God, when you can't find somebody with opposing views at an event. I mean, here's the thing. If you're having a women's march or women's rights march, and you have and half the women at the event don't believe in abortion, do not believe that you should end a life like that, are you allowed not to let them in? Because then it becomes a certain women's march. It's not a women's march per se, right? Only if it's only a women's march if you're a woman someone who identifies as a woman who only believes these things. It just changes the whole dynamic. At least I think it does. Take a listen.
Tell your person to vote pro-life is essentially taking away any option that a woman has for autonomy for her own body. So if you're telling a person that she doesn't have the right to make that choice, you're essentially telling her she doesn't have the choice to make any choice for herself.
I'm confused. So if I vote that I'm in favor of pro-life, that I'm anti-abortion, if that's my take, that's my stance, that's how I'm voting, then somehow I'm voting against the woman, right? Because no matter what, she's got that right. And I can't take it away even if I don't believe it's right. I don't know.
So what does your sign say?
Woman's body is her own business.
Do you think there should be any legal restrictions on abortion?
Up to a certain point, probably not.
Okay, so then, up to a certain point, probably not. How about just no? What you truly mean is no, correct?
But, I mean, that's not for me to say, really.
I just wonder, because there are certain gray areas when it comes to abortion. Yeah. Certainly there are people at this march that would like to see it completely criminalized. But there are also other people at the march that would like to see it criminalized up to a certain point. You know, how about a month before a child's born? Is that fine?
Which is understandable, yeah.
Think there should be restrictions on?
It should be the woman's decision to make that choice no matter what, period. Now, if that means taking action up to a month before the child is born, that should be her decision.
All right, so we all know, except if you're driving, close your eyes and think, we have seen babies at 21 weeks in the womb. We've seen them at 22 weeks in the womb, can we not? I'm curious to know, at 22 weeks, and we've seen that they can survive at 21 or 22 weeks. This person is suggesting that a woman has a right to abort at 36 weeks. What do you think the child looks like at 36 weeks?
How about a week?
A week? That's her decision again.
How about a day?
Also her decision. It's not.
Wow. Now, I would love to hear from a Democrat who thinks that this guy's too extreme. And I know I don't have a whole bunch of Dems listed on the show, and I don't chase them away on purpose. I just, you know, the whole purpose of the show is to get you to think. The whole purpose of the show is to get you to stop and think about why you believe what you believe. Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? Why are you a Green Party? Why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew? Why are you a Muslim? Why? I want a question. I want a challenge why you think that way. So here's a guy that says that 39 weeks. When a baby's fully viable, the mother can terminate or kill that child at that point.
Also her decision. It's not for me or any member of parliament or religious organization to tell her otherwise.
How about postnatal abortion?
Postnatal abortion? I mean, if that's the option, then that's the option.
He was... you look like you got a puke over there. You understand what he just said? He basically said, after the baby's born, you can still kill it. Which is what Dr. Gosnell was doing, and they were trying to protect. Remember him? The abortion doctor who had baby parts in jar in bottles on his in his office? Right? And he said some of these babies were so big, he could have walked them across the street to the hospital before he let them have it. Not me. These are his words, not mine.
But, again, I'm not advocating murder of any kind. Again, it's not my choice.
I'm just confused. How is it not murder? Post-birth abortion. Now, I'm totally against partial birth abortion. So you can imagine I'm totally, no question, no hesitation against post-birth abortion. And if he didn't understand what it meant, why didn't he say so? Why didn't he say, look, I'm not sure I think that word means after they're born? Because I'm good with that. I think that's what he would have said. I'm not sure. But, you know, that's always been my argument. Is there a point where you can say no? Is there a point where, no, it's not there? You can't do it. Up till they cut the cord? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to find out what you're thinking. The ACLU whines that Trump saying America too many times during the State of the Union was exclusionary. Hey, got news for you. We are exclusionary, are we not? Our benefits don't go to every human being on the planet. Our Constitution doesn't apply to every human being on the planet. After the other night's State of the Union address, the American Civil Liberties Union was extremely upset at the fact that President Trump used the words America more than 80 times in his speech. Faiz Shakar, the organization's national political director, expressed shock and dismay that Trump openly talked about putting America first. Right? I mean, when it came to public policy, putting American citizens first is taboo. That's according to the left, obviously. Tonight, President Trump said the word America more than 80 times in his speech, yet after a divisive first year, we hear and feel how exclusionary that America is. With policies that have harmed so many vulnerable American communities, the ACLU stands ready to protect these communities both in the courts and at the polls. In particular, well, did they protect those people that were turned away from the polls when the Black Panthers were out front with sticks? No. I didn't see that either. Okay. In particular, the immigration plan put forth by Trump would hold Dreamers hostage to his demands for a harmful border wall. Even larger mass deportation force. We are at this crossroads because of the president's deeply destructive, his ideas, right? His nativist attitude, his nativist allies, and divisive rhetoric. He says we will continue to stand up for these young immigrants and ensure that they continue to contribute to our country. We cannot let American dreamers be deported. Now, what are dreamers? That's what I want to know. I want them to define them. See, like I've said a million times, if you were brought here as a child, 2 years old, I don't know, 3 years old, you don't know any better, you've never been here, you don't even know where your grandparents lived back in Mexico or Colombia or wherever. If you're one of those, and then you find out you're illegal when you go to get your driver's license, or you find, I mean, a lot of guys aren't even getting their driver's license anymore. You find out you're illegal, or you're here illegally, when you go to enlist the service, that's when some find out, too. And you've kept your nose clean, and you want to join the services. You want to go into the military. I'd make a way for you. I'd have no problem with that. It makes sense to me. Right? What doesn't make sense to me is if you're a dreamer, and you found out at 16, 17, or 18 that you're a dreamer, right? And then you're out partying, and you're going to places. You're not going to college. You've been thrown off a few jobs, and you've never thought to start your paperwork to find out what it was going to take to get your citizenship, yeah, you obviously don't care to be here. Or you've taken it for such granted that you never have to worry about it. And don't send me an email going, I love when you guys try to turn the tables on me. Joe, how would you feel if you had to walk around all the time wondering if they were going to ask you for your papers? Well, guess what? They're not. I was born here. And even if I'm too close to the border and they think I look like one of them and they want to check it out, I'm okay with that. Because they're simply trying to keep me safe. Again, I'm good with that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang in there. Deontay Johnson comes up in the next hour. We got a lot to talk about.